say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Talks between the Unite Union representing striking bin workers and Birmingham City Council are expected to resume today after they rejected a pay deal earlier this week. Hundreds of workers have kept strike action going for more than a month. Bin lorries are now leaving depots each morning, though. Craig Cooper from the council describes the steps they've been taking to clean up.
About 120 vehicles a day are getting out. We're clearing fly-tipping sites and over the last 10 days, we've lifted about 17,000 tonnes from the streets.
The US vice president claims there's a good chance a trade deal can be reached with the UK following Donald Trump's tariffs. JD Vance says Britain's lower deficit gives it an advantage, as does the president's love of the royal family. Campaigners claim water companies in England recorded nearly 2,500 pollution incidents last year. That's more than double the target set by the Environment Agency. Water UK says companies are investing £12 billion to almost halve spills from storm overflows by 2030. Figures out this morning are expected to show UK inflation eased back in March. Economists are predicting it will come in at 2.7%, down slightly from 2.8% in February. And Aston Villa have won the second leg of their Champions League quarter-final 3-2 at home to Paris Saint-Germain, but go out 5-4 on aggregate. Barcelona have gone through 5-3 overall, following a 3-1 defeat to Borussia Dortmund. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And it's Lucy Coward here, kicking off your Wednesday morning with a slice of early breakfast. Very delighted to have your company.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The Agnus Dei from Eternal Light, a requiem by Howard Goodall, sung by Alfie Bow, love a bit of Alf, and the Choir of Christ Church Cathedral with London Musici, directed by Stephen Darlington. And before that, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra had Domingo Hindoyan on the podium as they played the intermezzo from Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana. And here we are at Wednesday. How's it going so far? Lucy Coward with your early breakfast on Classic FM. April the 16th. Let's blast off into a brand new morning. Well, anything Blue Origin can do. Venus, the bringer of peace, from Holst's The Planets on Classic FM. Edward Gardner in charge of the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain. And a bungalow in Aldeburgh in Suffolk, where the composer Imogen Holst, daughter of Gustav, lived, has now been protected with Grade 2 listed status. She lived there whilst working as an assistant to Benjamin Britten. And her rent consisted only of a crate of wine for the owners of the property at Christmas and a steady supply of tickets to the Aldeburgh Festival. I love that. There should be more deals like that, shouldn't there? You can rent out the bungalow, by the way, for a holiday or explore it on one of the Heritage Open days that are held. And you'll also get to see Gustav Holst's oak music cupboard, where Imogen kept her father's manuscript safe.
Thank you.
Ana de la Vega and Ramon Ortega Quero with the Trondheim soloists alongside playing the first movement of Joseph Haydn's Concerto for Flute and Oboe No. 1 under Geir Engelotsberg. Big news if you are a fledgling woodwind musician, by the way. The Edinburgh International Festival has opened applications from early career woodwind players for its Rising Stars programme as it continues its mission to champion and support emerging talent. If you're successful, you get all sorts of training, networking and development opportunities. And it's the first time woodwind instruments have been included, which is fantastic. It could lead to you performing at the EIF in future, as some previous participants of the scheme have done. Well, today's moment of piano piece is going to be played by a man who originally wanted to be an organist. But when he went to his music conservatory, you had to take 5 years of piano before switching to the organ. And Alessio Bax says he's still waiting to switch. The organ's loss is our gain. Here is Alessio performing music by J.S. Bach to help gently switch on your morning.
Classic FM.
Mm-hmm.
Yannick Nezet-Séguin conducting the Chamber Orchestra of Europe as they played the second movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 on Classic FM. And our moment of piano piece before that was Alessio Bax's transcription for piano solo of the second movement of the Keyboard Concerto in F minor by J.S. Bach. Alessio was playing it for us too. And you know, he often tours with violinist Joshua Bell, but says they spend most of their time trying to decide on where they're going to eat rather than anything to do with music, and they've now eaten together more than they've played. Proper friendship. Right, so on the way, in just a moment then, something delicious from Foray.
Classic FM.
Check you're on track for a happy retirement with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
I'm Taz. I've been part of the dental hygiene therapy team here at Darwood & Tanner for nearly 20 years. At Darwood & Tanner, we know the importance of ongoing maintenance and long-term care. This is a crucial part of our dental implant treatments, so you can be sure we're here to keep you smiling for many years to come.
A team of dental experts second to none, armed with the very latest in dental implant knowledge, technology, and techniques. Visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
On our farms, there's room to roam. Our girls come first in the happy home. Toys for fun and special feed made with all they need. Lots of trees for shade and rest. Our farmers give them their very best.
Happy hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The first movement of Mozart's Clarinet Quintet in A, performed by Emma Johnson and the Contempo Quartet. Before that, La Chapelle Royale with Philippe Herrevega on the podium, played in Paradisum from Fauré's Requiem. Now, there are just 2 days to go until we begin counting down the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025, one of my favourite weekends of the year. Over all 4 days of Easter, join us for the world's biggest annual poll of classical music tastes. This is the 30th countdown, can you believe it? And it's all down to you. Your votes shape the top 300 completely. I'll be here for early breakfast on Friday, but we'll also be doing my bits on Saturday and Sunday, covering a section of the chart. And I just love finding out when you do, what the pieces are, which order they've landed in. So get yourself prepared. Dan Walker will start it all off on Friday morning at 9 on Classic FM. We'll be right back. The brilliant Howard Shelley at the keyboard with the London Mozart Players to bring us the finale to Kramer's Piano Concerto No. 6. And so we go to the latest news, which is next on Classic FM. Then it's our dancing day, first with Wolves and then Blessed Spirits.
Classic FM.
This Easter at Lidl, we won't be beaten on price on our pick of the week veg. That's 2 kilograms of potatoes, a bag of parsnips, green beans or carrots, a swede, a bunch of spring onions, all from just 8p. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
Subject to availability. Selected stores. GB only. See lidl.co.uk/spendless for details.
Lotto's big Easter bank holiday jackpot isn't just any jackpot. It's big. Like big, big. Like big! So, oh, sorry. £15 million must be won this Saturday. Lotto from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment and my colleague was like...
Are you better now?
And I said, yeah, lots better, thanks. But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Forks at the ready. This Easter, Lidl won't be beaten on price. On our luscious leg of lamb from £6.15 per kilo or XXL juicy joint of British beef from £5.65 per kilo. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
On sale from April 14th and price match in most major UK supermarkets until the 19th. Lidl.co.uk/spendless while stocks last.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, Donald Trump is said to be open about striking a trade deal with China, but wants Beijing to make the first move. Both countries have imposed tariffs of over 100% on goods arriving at each other's borders. China has warned it will resolutely counter and fight to the end as a tit-for-tat trade war with the US escalates. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has given this update overnight.
The president has made his position on China quite clear, although I do have an additional statement that he just shared with me in the Oval Office. The ball is in China's court. China needs to make a deal with us. We don't have to make a deal with them. And China wants what we have, what every country wants, what we have, the American consumer. Or to put it another way, they need our money.
Further talks on ending bin strikes